Good evening, Shalom. My name is Avram David, and I'm going to be saying the Chumashir tonight, Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach deals with the Mabul. The main event takes place is the Mabul, and Noach is the main character in the plot. The first question is that the Mabul came to destroy the world, and Hashem saved Noach. Why was Noach saved? So, when we start reading the Parsha, we would say, the Parsha begins, Eila told us, Noach, Noach is tzaddik, tamim haya b'daresav, heso elakim is halach Noach. That Noach was a tzaddik, tamim, he was a tzaddik, he was perfect, and eso elakim is halach Noach, and he went with the Rabbeinu Shloim. It sounds like he was a very worthy person to be saved. He had schusim on his own. He was a tzaddik, and there was no reason why he should be punished together with everybody else. However, in the end of Parshas Bereishis, we get a totally different picture. Over there, the pasuk tells us, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ros adam ba'aretz, Hashem ki and Hashem kaviyachol was sorry. It doesn't mean sorry in the literal way, but he something changed, and vayomer Hashem emche es adam asher barasi me'al pnei adama. Life, the way it is on planet Earth, cannot continue, and therefore Hashem said he's going to erase that life, al pnei adam, me adam ad behema, from humanity to all animals, ad remes, ad oif hashemayim, ki nichamti, ki asisim. The whole world, all life on the planet will be destroyed. However, the pasuk ends, v'noyach matzachein bein Hashem. However, Noach, he was matzachein, he found favor in the eyes of Hashem, and therefore, he was not included in this gezeira. He was not going to be punished. So that we are getting two separate different messages. In Parshas Bereishis, it seems like really Noach was not, he didn't have enough schusim to be saved. Nevertheless, matzachein b'ini Hashem, since he was matzachein, he found favor. So to speak, that Kaviyachol Rabbi Yisrael did him a favor, and he bent the rules a little bit, and he saved Noach. And in Parshas Noach, we find that Noach tzadik tamim haya b'daraisav es okim es halach Noach. So the Rishonim actually talk about this already. The Ramban, the end of Parshas Bereishis, says, what does it mean, Noach matzachein b'ein Hashem? So the Ramban says, and Shehoyu kol masav lefonav noim uneimim. That all the maisim, all the actions, all the deeds of Noach were noim, they were beautiful, uneimim, they were sweet. Because Noach was living on such a level, that's why he was matzachein. So according to Ramban, they're really one and the same, that he's matzachein because he was worthy, and that's why he was saved. The Ramban brings rise from Sukkim, that what chen means. For example, he brings from Yosef, it says, Vayitan chinoi b'eini sarasoya, vati esther noises chen b'eini kol rea. So in other words, they found favor, and there was something, they got something extra. However, the question still remains, and the truth of the matter is, that if you look in the Targum Shalmi, and the Targum on Alapurv of Yenis and Benazil, they both say the Noach al dehava tzaddik bedore ashkach china v'chizda kodem Hashem, because he was a tzaddik. Al dehava tzaddik bedore. That's why he found favor in the eye of Hashem. But the question still remains, why did he need that? Why did he need the chain? Why wasn't his tzidkis, his tzaddik, tam haya b'daraisa, so why wasn't that enough that he could be saved from the Mabul? So Rechaim says that really, he says, "Bechinas hachazara shechazar Hashem ebrias adam." There was something that a major event had happened over here. The Rabbeinu Shloim changed from his original plan to create a world with these kind of people, and he saw it's not working. These people were terribly, terrible Rishoyim. And there was a chazara from Briyas Adam. And for that, no individual actions could save you from that. So therefore, it had to say, Matzachin, that Noach was Matzachin. And that's why Hashem did not, V'loy Macha'oi, he didn't erase him, he didn't wipe him out. So he says, it doesn't mean that Noach wasn't a tzaddik. He vowed it was a tzaddik. But his tzidkus would not have helped him to be saved in such a situation. Now, the Aruch Chaim explains, what is the chain that we're talking about? The Aruch Chaim says that every mitzvah has a to'elis. It has a higher purpose of what it's going to accomplish in the olamos, and we don't know what they are. He brings a medrash that says that if people would know what the to'elis of each mitzvah is, they would just do those mitzvahs that provide the to'elis that they want. So that's why we don't know. We mortals do not know what the to'elis is. But he says that Noach was zoicha, that he did the mitzvahs and he did the things that created the to'elis of those was to give chen to the doer in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and therefore he would not have, as his actions themselves, he would not have been saved. But since he accomplished this chain, therefore he was saved. So again, here we have that he's explaining why Noach was saved out of the chain, but we were not answering the question why the tzitzkus wasn't. He's telling you why the tzitzkus wasn't enough because. Because it was a general change in mode of the operating of the whole world, and there you couldn't get out of that just because you were a tzad. The Malbim says a different take on this, and he said, until now we always saying that Noach Matzachin Bein Hashem is a reason why Noach was saved. The Malbim says, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, since Noach was Matzachin Bein Hashem, that's why Hashem felt he had to bring the marvel and destroy the world. Because Noach was such a great person, and he was so beloved by the Rabbeinu Shalom, if the Rabbeinu Shalom would leave the world as it is, they would influence him in a bad way, and Noach would become like them. And that's, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want that. In any case, we see over here, that there's an Indian, according to Ramban, according to Rachaim, there is an Indian of Metzias Chayin, that is what caused Noach to be saved from the Mabel. And that his tzidkus was not it. We have a big question on that, though. Because there's a pasuk in this week's parsha, Perek Zayin, when Vayoyim Hashem l'Noach, Vayato v'chol beischa l'ateva, he commanded Noach, come you and all your house into the teva, ki oyischaro isi tzaddik lefone b'derazeh. Because you, I see you as a tzaddik in this generation. So Hashem is telling Noach to go into the teva. Yet, he's telling us the reason. The reason is ki oyischaro isi tzaddik lefone b'derazeh. So how does that shim? With all the Terutzna, we're talking about Noach Matzach, Chen Bein Hashem, the Mile of Chen, everything, but Lamais over here, the pasuk tells you a different reason. And Nishna does, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, and Daf Kuf Chesam Ralef, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Af al Noach Nechtach Gizar Din, Ela Shematzach Chen Bein Hashem. The Gemara is telling us that Noach also was part of his din of destruction. But since he was Matzachin Be'ein Hashem, he was saved. Shenemar Nichamti Ki Asisim, V'Noach Matzachin Be'ein Hashem. So the Gemara seems to be learning Pshat in the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis Kipshutai, that the reason Noach was saved was because he was Matzachin Be'ein Hashem. And the question again arises, so why was his tzidkus totally ignored? And also, how does the Gemara explain this pasuk over here that says ki ois choris yitzadik ufonei b'darazeh, which seems to be saying that the reason why Noach was saved was not because of the chayin, but because of ois choris yitzadik ufonei b'darazeh? So the Mashal says, the Mashal in Chiddush Agadas of Sanhedrin says, that this has to do with because there was a gzeiras haklal. When there's a gzeiras haklal, then an individual can't slip out of it. Even if the individual has schusim, he can't slip out of it. And he goes through a whole cheshbon of that there were three major aveiras that happened, gilarais, avodizara, and chamas, gezel. And the last thing was chamas, and that was a, once that was, that gezeirah was given, the gezeirah was sealed, and there was no way that anybody could get out of it. So that's what he's saying, the Mashal says, and therefore, since it was a gezeirah klolis, it was a general gezeirah, no one person could be saved. But Noach was matzachein bein Hashem, so then, the matzachein, he says, is matnas chinam yoyser al amida, that is, if the Rabbi Nishlam gave him a gift, Kaviyahu gave him something that was over and above what he was supposed to get, and that's why he was saved. So therefore now we understand that why the fact that he was a tzaddik was not enough, but still we don't understand what does it mean, the pasuk that says Ki ois choris yitzadik ufonei b'darazeh. Now there's a very Gavaltika Sipurnoi in the end of Pashas Bereishis, and he says has a completely different take on this. The Sipurnoi says the Noach Motza Chen Beinah Hashem Lahatzel Gam Bonav Uvenoisav Loi Mipnei Shaya Roy Lakath Ella Al Tzad Chanina Zakeva Hakel Yisbar Chose Noach. Because he was Matzah Chen Bein Hashem, so even though he wasn't worthy of that, he wasn't worthy of being saved, or let's say his children weren't worthy of being saved, but because of the Chen, they were saved. So the Sephorno is saying that, Noach, and we'll see right away how he goes in details, we're not talking about Noach himself. Noach was not saved because of the Chen. His children were saved because of the Chen. That was the extra credit, so to speak, that he got, Machmas the Chen, which he could not have gotten just because of his sitkas. And he brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. He says like this, V'hoyu shaloishes ho'anoshim o'eila v'soicha. And if these three people were in this place, Noach, Daniel, v'Iyov, if these three people, Noach, Daniel, Eve, all three big tzaddikim, Hema b'tzidkosam yinatzlu nafsham nu Hashem Elokim, they, because of their tzidkas, could save themselves nu Hashem Elokim. That's so speaks Hashem. And then it says a few psukim later, Shloishes hanashem ha'ela b'soicha, Chai oni nu Hashem Elokim, imbonim v'imbonas yatzilu. And if they would try to save the banim, the sons or the daughters, heimal avadam yinot zelu ba'aretz tiyeshmama, they wouldn't be able to save the banim and banas. Why not? Because they did not teach, these three tzaddikim, Noach, Daniel, and Eve, did not teach their dor lodas as Hashem in the way that Avram, Moshe, and Shmuel, and others did. And he brings Divrei Chazal. He says that the Gemara says that Elam, which means Daniel, and Zachsu Lilmaid, Veloy Lalamed. They learned Torah, but they didn't teach. And this what's Nogea to us, Vechein Noach, the Sepurna says, Afal Pisha Echiach Ala Maisim HaMakalkum Inin HaMedinis, although he gave Musa, he didn't teach them the proper way to go in the ways of Hashem. Now, this is a very, it's not clear exactly what this means. I mean, Rashi does bring Bereishis. The Pasuk says over there, V'hayu yamav meya v'esim shana, that Hashem said he's going to destroy the world, and he gave 120 years. Rashi learns that the Pshat is he gave 120 years. Noach was busy building this Teva 120 years. Just imagine, he's building this big boat, and everybody's coming over to him and say, Noach, what are you doing? He tells him, you should know that the Rabbeinu Shalem is going to bring a Mabul, he's going to destroy the world, because the world is so corrupt, and the world is so so bad. And he must have said this over many, many times. But the Musar was not the same quality like the Musar of Avraham Avinu. I heard a vart, I don't know if this is Emes Pshat, but I heard somebody say over that Shlomo Miller from Toronto said that the Pshat is Avraham Avinu, when he gave Musar, he took the people into his tent. He gave them kugel. He gave them something to eat. And then it says that they wanted to thank him, and he said, no, thank the Rabbi Nishlam. So in this way, he taught the people that the Rabbi Nishlam is in charge of everything, and everything you have to follow his plan. Mashen Ken Noach was building the Teva, and he just gave them Musar. Musar itself, it very often doesn't work. But Al-Kapana, whatever the pshat over here is, the Sephardim is telling you that Noach was not a Mushlam in that he was able to be Makar of other people. He says, and therefore, the person who, ki omnam tzadik ha-mashlam asmei bilvad, this tzadik who only is perfect himself, like Eoyev, Noach, Daniel, who Roishi Malat Asmailan, and that he could save himself. Like the Pasuk said, that if they would be there, these three tzaddikim, they Yatsilu Heimalavadim. However, to save somebody else, that they don't have a good enough schus for that. Because their Avoida and their accomplishments, they didn't accomplish anything. They didn't do anything for anybody else. They didn't do like Avraham Avinu. It says Avraham Megairas Ha Ho'anoshim, v'sara megayrus es hanoshim. Avram was the first person who was actively involved in Kiruv, and that was something that was expected. In a world like that, which was so bad and so ignorant of the existence of the Rabbeinu Shalom, well, let's say, maybe not ignorant, but they weren't interested. So this was, and Avram was the paragon of an Eved Hashem, so he had to go ahead and he had to influence other people. And the same thing was expected of Noach, Daniel, and Eiv, and they didn't do that. So therefore, they were not roy to save others. So this is what the Sephardim is saying over here. By Noach, although he himself, he was a tzaddik and everything, and that would be enough for him to be saved from the Mabul, nevertheless, his wives, and he doesn't say the wives, that maybe his wife is different, Vesachnit. But Lamaisa, the sons and the daughters-in-law, the rest of the family, they didn't have schus for that. That had to come on to the pasuk of Noach Matzachim B'Shem. That had to come machmas, extra credit. Chain. Chain is a matnas chinam. However, the problem is that we still have a kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin told us that Noach was not roy to be saved. He said Noach would have been in the Gezeira. Rabbi Shmuel said, Afal Noach nicht gzardin, el shemot sachein bein Hashem. So you see that it sounds like even Noach himself, the fact that Noach himself was saved, was only as the chain, not as the not as his tzidkus. So I want to say, Efsha, we could say, I can't say 100% sure this is pshat and tzipurnoi, but I think it's a pshat that works, and we can understand these two issues that we have, the issue of Nisiyas Chayin and the issue of Noach tzidkus. So now let's say that Noach was a big tzaddik tam and daraisav, and Gewaltig. And therefore, Noach was not really a candidate for punishment because he was a big tzaddik. Why should he be punished? Nevertheless, the whole world is so corrupt. And what is the Rabbi Yishon going to do? He's going to save Noach. And then the world is going to be built on Noach. Noach is going to be propagate new worlds, which is actually what happened. But Noach is not a person that is able to give to others. And Noach is not a person that's able to influence and teach others. So how could it be? How could the Rabbeinu Shalom have Azah plan that he's going to save Noach because he's worthy, he's a big tzaddik. And what's going to happen then? He's going to be there. We're going to have the same thing all over again because Noach was not the one who was able to give over that problem of the world, the problem that everybody was for themselves. There was chamas was the highest level, the worst thing. Everybody stole from the other one. Nobody cared about anybody else. They certainly didn't help each other. They didn't teach each other. And we're saying here, Noach was not the one who was melamed. He wasn't the one who was teaching. He wasn't the one who successfully gave Musar. So how could you build a world on that? So even though it was Masachem Bein Hashem. So let's digress for a moment. The Meshech Chachmah asked the Kasha, and I think other Mefarshim as well asked this Kasha, that Hashem wanted to destroy the world. Nichamtiki Asisim saw that mankind, humanity was corrupt, and the world can't exist like this. With such kind of population, the world can't be kept. So, the Rabbeinu Shalom could have destroyed the world in any which way. You know, we could have had a earthquake and a hurricane, and in no time, atom bomb. I mean, today you have we could already have some kind of hasagas and some kind of thoughts about how the Rabbeinu Shalom could have done it. But he certainly didn't need a whole year. Building that Noach should build a mabul, Noach should build a teva, and that it should be rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and it should take a whole year until Noach finally can get out of that teva and start walking on the ground and start repopulating the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't need that. And Nishma does, like the Meshech Chachma. And if you're going to tell me that the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to do it b'derech ha-teva, everything that happened was not derech ha-teva. Just look at the teva itself. The teva was shloish meas ama arka. It was 600 feet long. 300, I'm sorry. Shloish meas ama, it was 300 amas long. Which, let's say, according to the most chomer d'gashir, according to the Chazanish, that a ama is 2 feet, so 600 feet. So I did a little searching, and the average cargo ship or battleship today is at least 1,000 feet. So 600 feet in the scheme of things is not a big ship. Yet, Noach lived there. He lived with every single animal that at those times populated the world. He had Zachar and the Keva from each one. Plus, for the Kasha ones, he had 7. Where did he put them all? There certainly was not enough room in a tiviastic way. There wasn't enough room in the teva for that. Certainly, one level was reserved for garbage. Okay, they didn't have disposable dishes, but still, the human waste and everything. It was, so a third of the teva was used up for that. So, and there was a lot of other examples, says that the water that came down was hot, so the Mabul was not an act of teva. It wasn't an act of normal nature. It was l'malami derech teva. So you can't say that the reason why Hashem didn't do an instant destruction of the world was because he wanted to do it derech teva. However, Zokt, I heard over from the Mashkiach, Rav Matisyahu, so he said like this. He says, Emma says, we need to have a tikkun. The world was so, he didn't say this, I'm going to extend what he's saying. He said, Stamazak, the world was so corrupt. It was Malei Chomas. There was no thinking one person about the other. There was no chesed. So there had to be Misak in that. What was the tikkun? Noach was in the teva, and his whole job for a whole year was chesed. He, as Rashi brings, for example, the lion attacked him when he didn't give him the food on time. It was a terribly, terribly difficult job, but this was a lesson, a tikkun, in that to in order to be misakin and get a kapara for the lack of chesed which was in the world. So this teva for a whole year was a tikkun for that, and this was an avoida, a gvaltiga avoida that they did, an avoida of chesed. And the Meshech Chachma adds on, he says that is a medrash. He says, "Maz." It says, "Vayiskar Elokim Esnoyach." So, what is Vayiskar? Maz Zechira Niskaloi. What is that Zechira that Hashem remembered it? That Noach went ahead and he fed them and he supported them and he gave them everything they needed all those 12 months that they were in. So now, so now this was the tikkun. It's before it said, Kihishchus kol basar zarka al haaretz. And now all of a sudden, they're in the teva. They don't have any, says they were also betashmish. They didn't have any physical or any pleasures, and they were only busy with helping the others. And this was for 12 months was something that it took that time to order to be misakein. That now we get back the chesed, and this is what we were saying. We asked the question. We said it's all signed that Noach had Masachim Bein Hashem, and Hashem gave him a dispensation. He said, "I'll come and save you," even though it was Exer Satzibra, whatever the reason was. But yet, how could I rebuild the world with you? You're not a person, Noach, you're not a person that is able to give over. You're not a person that's able to properly tell Musa to teach. So now he says this, well, he went into the teva, and he was in the teva for 12 months. This was 12 months of rehabilitation. Now when he's going to come out, when Noach is going to come out, he's going to come out a new person, a rehabilitated person, a person now who's going to be about chesed, a person now who's going to think about others, and a person now who's going to be able to be the father of the new world. I think that if we look at in the Machzor, Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole shtickle there about Noach. It says, "Gamis Noach ba'ava zacharta," and you remembered Noach with love at tifkedei b'vayishuv rachmim ba'aviyachos mei hamabel l'shachas kol basa ve'ram aleim. When the time when you Hashem brought the mabel to destroy the whole world, that's when you remembered it. Al kein zichroina balafanech Hashem alkeinu. And at that time, therefore, Al Kain is the Chayin of Balafanach Hashem Al Kain Laharba Zarekah for stable, and so that he should be able, his children should multiply and they should populate the world. Kakasa b'sarisecha vayiska l'kim esnaya. So, what is the Al Kain? The Chayin of Balafanach. What is the Al Kain? What did he do? And I think the answer is this is just what we're discussing. What he did, this was an asinas tam, was a reason that he did over here, that Noach here was, this was a gewaltiges chus that he had, that he did all this chesed. For example, well, let's say by Zichroinus, we mention Akedah Yitzchak. Why do we mention Akedah Yitzchak? Because we mispal to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yitzchak, our father, he had such gracious chusim, so we wanted the Rabbeinu Shalom to somehow factor that into our din, and the schus of Yitzchak should help us. This also, we're saying the schus of Noach, that what was that gewaltige schus? That he spent 12 months in the teva doing chesed in order to be misakin the world which was lacking in chesed. So that's our tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. And I found there's a medrash in Tehillim, very interesting, that we're going to next week's parsha, so Avram meets up with by the Melchemes HaMelochim. So it says that Avram met up with Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was Shem Ben Noach, according to most. So Avram asked, "Sha'amar Avram l'Malki Tzedek, Ketzad Yotzosa min HaTzeva? How did you go out of the Teva? What schus did you go out from the Teva?" Amar Lei, so Malki Tzedek, Shem Ben Noach said, "Shehayin Bitztaka. We did stucker there. Avram said, "V'chimat tzaka yeshla hayolachem lasut tzeiver." What kind of tzaka did have? V'chianim hayusham. Were there people there? There were poor people there. There was no poor people there that you give tzaka to. V'aloi loy hayusham ela noyach ubanav. All that was there was noyach and his children. Ulmiya yisem oisem tzedaka. Amalei so shem ben noyach malki tzedek answered him. Ala behema v'alachaya v'aloif. We did for the animals and for the chayas and for the birds. Lo hayinu yishenim. We couldn't sleep. Ela no yisnim hayinu lefnezev v'nofzeh kol alayla. We were constantly busy feeding everybody. Oysa shah. Omer Avram. So Avram said, Ma'ilulei sh'asu tzokim behema v'chayu oif lo yoytzin. Kima sh'asu tzokim yoytzu. Ani im esa im b'nei oda malachas kama v'kama. She oysa shah. Natal Aeshel Be'ershav. Avram said, if they did staka with the animals, and because of that, they were zoyechet to come out of the teva. In other words, had they not done the chesed, they wouldn't have been able to come out of the teva. There would have been no purpose for them to come out of the teva. They wouldn't have been able to rebuild the world. We see that the chesed they did, certainly if they would have done with Bnei Adam, they had done with human beings, it certainly would have been a gavaltig chesed. So Avram says, I'm going to start doing chesed also. He did chesed before, but it says that's what it says of Ayita, Eishel Be'ershev, and Rashi says over there that Eishel is Rashi Tevis, Achila, Shtia, Levaya, all these things chesed that he did. So therefore, we see again that is the vort. So now we understand that we could say that the pshat is Noach was a tzaddik, and Noach was be'etzem worthy also himself to come out of the teva, but Hashem couldn't do it because he didn't have that to go ahead and to give to other people. And now after the teva, after he was rehabilitated, now with his chusim and with the chesed and with the chen that Hashem gave him and with the chesed that he worked on, now he came out and they were able to start rebuilding the world. Just like Avurcha, there's a kasha that the Sifse Chum asks in the beginning of the pasha. It says, "Tamim haya b'day reisav," that Noach was b'day reisav. He was perfect. So the Rashi brings that yesh darshim l'shvach v'yesh darshim l'ganai. There are those that dash l'shvach and they say, "Oh, he in such a terrible, terrible place." Such a terrible, terrible time. He was such a tzaddik. Certainly, if he had lived in time of Avraham Avinu and he lived in a place with tzaddikim, he certainly would have been a big tzaddik. Liyesh darshim l'ganai. If I care, they say he only was a tzaddik because he lived through Shem, and compared to them, he was okay. Had he lived in the days of Avraham, then he wouldn't have been so okay. So the fact of Sifrei Chachamim, we find that Chazal are always so makbid to do everything in a positive way. He says the Torah was and the Torah was makbid, for example, not even to say behemah tmeya if there was some other way. We were so makbid. Why would there be a reason for somebody to say yesh darshim l'ganai? There's no indication in the pasuk at all that there should be any ganai in Noach. So with this, we have a shtickle, a teres to this, because we see that we this whole support of the pasuk. finding. Abal Amru, but they said, Mishaparam Anshidor HaMabal Midor HaFlaga Ho'asid Lipara Mimish Eina Oymen Vibura. It's a curse. Says the Misha Para, the one who paid, who punished Anshe Dar HaMabal. So he's the one who's going to pay you back for somebody who is not Oymed Bidibura. The Gemara later on brings an additional nusach that Misha Para Anshe Dar HaMabal, Anshe Dar HaFlaga, Anshe Stoyim VaMoira, Umi Mitzrayim VaYam. But in any case, the point is that what we want to know over here is that what does the Dar HaMabal have to do with Mishapara? So it's Dr. Rush, Taisus HaRush, there in Bava Metzia says that Mishapara Midar HaMabal Shahayu Malayim Chomas. They were full of Chomas, means stealing and robbery and every indecent way of doing business. V'loha Aim de Midimurim. And certainly they didn't keep their words. So that is, we're saying, here we're talking about somebody who's said, agreed to a deal, and they just didn't make a kinyan yet, and now he's going back. So he says, that's not a good zach. You're in the same category like the Dar HaMabal. And then the Rosh says that Dar HaFlaga just says Agavurcha, the Dar HaMabal. Mitzrayim also, they were in Oymen B'dirurim. How many times did Paro say he's going to let the Jews go, and he didn't let them go? And Sadaim also, they were also very selfish people, and they didn't help each other, and they didn't trust each other, and this is also Ein Oymed B'dibura. So there are several other pshatim here, but the time doesn't allow us to go through it. But I just want to say over one zach over here, a very interesting zach, which is very sadistic. The Avni Nezer has a tshuva. He brings b'shem the chedusha harim. Says shemati mi pe moran kvay kedusha harim migur. He says like this. What does it mean? Mi shepar mi dar hamabel ki heima lahayolam tayra v'afal pikein nenshu. In the times of the Mabel, the Torah wasn't given yet. All these averis, all these things that they did, were esurim in the Torah. But they weren't given that. They weren't even given yet the Zayin Mitzvah Sunei Noach, not all of them for sure. And nevertheless, they were punished. Why were they punished? Dr. Yan Osu Dover Shaseichel Machayev. Things that the normal mind understands that a person should do or should not do, a person is going to be responsible to keep that. And therefore, if they were Meisen Mitu'ovim, that means disgusting Meises, the things that they did with Arias, and Gezel and Avodah Zarah, so they therefore they, even though they weren't commanded Lahedya, nevertheless they were punished for it. See, they were punished for it. And it's the same thing over here by somebody who agrees to a deal and he doesn't keep it just because he didn't make a kinyan. So even though he's not min hadin, the kinyan wasn't chal, nevertheless he's going to get a punishment for not keeping his word. And the emes is that it's a beferish of Chizkuni. The Chizkuni is one of the Rishonim. And the Chizkuni says that he asks for a kasha. He says, Eich nen shu dar hamabel. Ma'achash lein stavala mitzvahs. How could it be that the dar hamabel was punished? They weren't commanded on any mitzvahs. They didn't have the Torah. V'yesh loimar. So he answers, the Chizkuni is a Rishon. It's the same thing like he said of Shem Dechusharim. Yesh kama mitzvah shechayavin b'nei adam l'shoimran mikoyach svaras hadas af tishloitz nistavu. There are mitzvahs that a person is mechuyif to keep just because mikoyach svaras hadas is something that is a normal way of thinking. And a person, everybody understands, even a child instinctively, sometimes you could watch a child and you see that got this mischievous look on his face. He knows what he's doing is wrong, even though nobody ever told him. And everybody, an adult, has that also. So those things you have to keep. Ulaficha nanshu. And that's why the Dar HaMabel was punished. Kamai, he says that Kayin Shenanish al Shvichas Dam. There was no tziva Shvichas Dam, yet Kayin was punished. So here we have now another explanation of the the chait of the Dor HaMaba. But one thing was because, like the Rush says, they didn't keep their words. They couldn't live together. Everything was against, they were against one another, and therefore the world couldn't exist like that. And the other thing over here is that the sight of everything is you have to have seichel. If a person doesn't understand himself, or he doesn't want to follow his logical sense, then everything is fafal. And the emes is that there's a Rabbeinu Nissim going, and the Vilna Gemara, so if you notice, some Masechtas on the side have Rabbeinu Chananel, and some have Rabbeinu Nissim. Brachas has Rabbeinu Nissim going. And in the beginning of the, before the Daf Beis and Brachas, there's a Hakdama Lashas to Rabbeinu Nissim going. And there he says, he talks about how could the Goyim be punished for doing Averis? They didn't get the Torah. So he says, Ki kolam mitzvah shein tluyim besvara uve Unvnasa de liba, that things are tala and svara, and to the understanding of the heart, those things kvar hakoil mischayvim bahem min ayoyim ashebar lekimadam al aretz. From the day that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, there we already a person is mechuyev, and that's why, the goyim could also be, responsible. So now I just want to say over that the Goyin in Evan Shlema brings a Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital in Shaar Kedusha asks the question. And this question is, why is it that there is no place in the Torah where we have an Ashara? The Torah doesn't tell you don't be a Bal Gaiva, don't be a Bal Taiva. All the terrible Midas which are described in all the Sifrei HaMutzar are not, they are not spelled out beferish in the Torah. The Torah doesn't tell you not to do them. So Reb Chaim Vital says, because Hamidas hem yisoyit kala Torah, that's the al hakdama, that's the foundation of everything that the Torah is built on that. Uvil adan lo yitzur klal kiyama Torah. If you don't have that, so then you can't even start with the Torah. And therefore, Zakhter, Al Kain Loi Hutzra HaTorah LaHazir Aleim B'Feirish. And that's why the Torah did not, spell them out B'Feirish. Okay, there is much more to talk about this Inyan. However, the time doesn't allow it. Just if anybody's interested, there's a very interesting, some of the publications of Kaivet Sa'aris on Masechtas Yevamos by Rav Chana Wasserman, there is in the back a little section where he has Kitayim B'Mili D'Agadata. And one of the things, in Ois Dalit, he talks about this over here, and he just says, Ein Shav, it says, Ein Shav Stoyim was because Bittel Mitzvah Tzedaka. How could it be? Mitzvah Tzedaka, they didn't have, B'chlal B'nei Noach are not commanded on Tzedaka. Certainly not that they would be punished like that. So it says the same thing, that this is something that everybody understands. The world cannot, your person cannot exist by himself. You have to help somebody else, and that somebody else is going to help you. And therefore, in the Kitz HaNimrus, he says, even though if one person didn't give tzedakah, he wouldn't be punished because he wasn't mitzvah. Nevertheless, when you have a whole society of tzedakah, and they, as the Gemara describes, they went through all these great lengths that they shouldn't chas v'shalom put in. Nobody should have a guest, or nobody should give somebody a charity. Such a society that couldn't exist, because that the whole foundation of life and of Torah is based on that. And if they didn't have it, they wouldn't be able to exist. So that's what we have, these two pshatim now, and what the chait of the Mabel was, the Chizkuni, and the Rush. And so I will say, wish everybody a good Shabbos. Kol Tov. Bye.